When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty B. Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out podcast, you guys, where the ladies of Wild and Out control the mic.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wild and Out podcast a la carte.
Hey, y'all, we're back with another episode of the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, where we control the mic. I am Bree TAC.
Crystal Angelique here.
Issa Mao.
And I'm Pretty V.
We have a dope guest on here today, but we will get to him a little later.
hint.
Shots fired. He is very talented, very funny, very sweet, not too attractive, but he got style. Mm.
And yeah, he's very swaggy.
But yeah, so before we get into our guest, do you want to pull something from the juice jar?
Yeah, let's pull from the juice jar.
Pull from the juice jar.
Let's see what we got today.
Juicy?
How do you feel about grown adults who still live at home with their parents? Mm.
Grown adults?
But what is the age of a grown
There's
adult?
There's no age limit. 18. It depends on the situation.
I think so too. In the Caribbean, a lot of, especially women, stay at home to like avoid bills and all that stuff. Not to say that we're not trying to strive for success, but there are a lot less opportunities in the Caribbean than it is in the US. Mm-hmm. So getting a job right there and then to get on your feet is a lot harder to do. Just my experience. So I guess, as you said, it just depends on the situation.
I mean, you know, if you got to go back home, you got to save your money. Ain't nothing wrong with going back home, baby.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to live with them, you got to live with them. It is what it is. I got nothing to say about that because I had to go back home.
I live with nobody.
Before I got to where I'm at, baby, I had to go back home with an old girl.
After college? Was that after college?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I thought I had it figured out. I did not. So, you already know.
Same here. I had to go back live with my mom for like at least 6 months.
What about if your man lived with his parents?
I don't know. At the stage of our lives right now, I don't know. It'd just have to be a specific situation that I could just pull out my consideration card. And maybe, because sometimes you fall into someone's life to help them with the direction that you need to go to.
How old are you?
26.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it just depends. Mm-mm.
I don't want no nigga hit my phone and say, I'm getting my house painted. I got to go stay with my mama. And then I come back 6 months later. No, you know, the air condition broke. So I had to go back. Just too much excuses. Just get it together. Get it together. If you got to go work somewhere, work it out.
Mm-hmm. I talked to somebody that lived with their parents.
How old you can you? Relate.
How
to
old
it.
Was I?
Yeah.
That was like a couple years ago. I'm 31 now, so.
How was it, though?
It didn't work.
What girl. About you, Bree?
Come on this. What?
Dude,
yeah. Something was hell no.
Bree said hell no.
Hell no.
She didn't call the air bracelet on her wrist.
Hell to the no.
Yeah. No, you can live with me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, if that was an option, and it depends. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I mean, if you actually like have a real reason for why you're there,
mm-hmm.
like some real shit, not just like you're fucking lazy and you're not doing anything.
Yeah. Facts.
Then yeah. But otherwise, absolutely not.
Right. All okay. that cooking, you can't cook, you can't Mm-mm. clean, you can't do it. You just there in my house for no reason. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's pull one more.
Okay, girl.
Go deep, go Sorry. Deep, go deep, go deep, okay, go okay, deep, okay. go okay, deep, okay. go deep.
Oh, Lord. Why does this keep happening to me?
Talk.
Okay. As a woman, do you want your man to be the provider? No.
No.
I don't.
We both gonna provide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm down, you up. When you up, I'm down. And
yep.
we both up.
Yeah.
We both can't be
up,
down.
Then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck.
Is that
yes
your
or
answer?
No?
Yeah, we go, you know, it's a 50-50 moment. Like, you know, you do what you do, I do what I do. You adi-ya, you adi-ya.
Girl, what does that mean?
Translate. Yeah, somebody.
I mean, you know. I think we both can provide. Yeah, I mean, all of us up provide. Here are entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. independent.
I watched my stepdaddy drive trucks and we had no job. My mom had to step in, you feel me? That's just how she go. And vice
know.
Versa.
I've learned and been able to like.
But if a dude telling me to not do too much and stay home.
No.
Then what? You are not going to do that.
No.
You know I'm not. I gotta have shit to do.
You're gonna be at home sneaking skits.
Mm-hmm. Nah, by that time, I'll probably be on somebody's talk show or my own show. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So, talk your shit, Crystal.
I mean, sorry. I just like, I feel like over the past year, a lot of different perspectives have entered into my mind space and a lot of different topics and conversations. And beforehand, especially because I lived in a household where my dad was the main provider and my mom wasn't, she's a stay at home mom. And I saw what it did to her. And so that's what drove me to want to be like, get my shit, lead, like secure myself. But then I realized like my dad wasn't like, he was a toxic masculine, right? And so he didn't provide that security, that protection that the woman requires for her to be in her feminine to the point where it balances them both. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like it depends on the situation, but I'm definitely open to that. I have nothing to prove.
You're in a relationship now, right?
Yeah, I still always have like my bags, but I'm not gonna say, hey, let me do the most, especially in this moment, if I'm gonna be willing and able to have the man provide for me. But we're gonna have Khan come in.
Yes.
To our guest. And so we're looking forward to that conversation, Mr. Cut the
Khan,
beat
start
himself.
Walking now, because you know your little legs, you gotta take strides.
C-O-N.
Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out.
You look so cute today. Is so unusual.
Yeah. Is your leg swinging?
No. I'm not the smallest one here. I'm taller
you're
than her.
You're one of the...
How, taller
you're
than
never
you.
Taller than her, son.
Are you dumb?
How tall are you?
Five.
That's so cute.
Six.
I'm 5'5". 5'5", brown eyes. That song's about him. Hey. Smile like the sunrise.
Hey. I told Khan when he was on the bus that he looks like Marv, I think, from Home Alone, the little short one that was stealing from Macaulay Culkin.
The robber.
Joe Pesci. Just like him.
Who was that, Joe Pesci,
Jesus.
Right?
Joe, he looked just like him.
Jesus.
Or Harry, or somebody.
Can you please pull up that clip?
The guy from Goodfellas. Too.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah, that's him.
I look nothing like Joe Pesci.
You definitely like him.
You got a little bit of muscle. But see, the looks don't matter because he's so talented. Yeah. So that outweighs the height.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Finally.
We love that. Yeah, how long have you been on Wild 'N Out, Khan?
Since the reboot, which was 2013. Damn.
Niggas is mad confident.
How do they still have so many jokes about his height after 13, 14, 15, 16?
They don't get tired of it.
That's 8 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about Khan.
How you started.
Yeah.
Battle rap.
So I started off battle rapping, watching all the Smack DVDs, and I just knew that I wanted to battle. So what I did was I called my man from Cali, because I was already rapping in New York. I did the Lion's Den with Mook and Lux. So I called my man from Cali. Yo, you know what? Let's do it out in Cali. I could get a Cali fan base. Boom, 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 boom. Did it. We put it online. It went crazy. At the time, there was a league called Grind Time. They hit us up. Yo, we saw that Conceited battle. We want to come out there and do an event and have him go against another guy named Tall T, RIP. So we did that. And then I was all like, yo, you think it's going to get to World Star? They're like, they only taking full Grind Time battles, not jungle battles. I'm like, damn.
Back then World Star was.
Yeah. And then, like, so the now, I mean, this is 2009. And after that, my man's called me in the morning. Yo, I just got an email from World Star. They said, we're not taking jungle battles, but we would take one from that kid Conceited. That shit went on. And from that point on, it was lit.
There you go.
So did you, that's what you wanted to do? Like, what, is that what you wanted to be, a battle rapper?
Yeah. I didn't want to be.
I'm young.
I don't even want to be a real rapper now, if you ask Nick all the time. Yeah. But I mean, there's like, yeah, I just wanted just to be a straight battle rapper only.
Do you still rap? Do you still battle rap?
On Wildin' Out.
If the bag is good, if the bag 16. Is good, you like, I'm gonna go to Harlem. Adi, 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 want me to, you know, battle.
Nah, it'll be good. They offer me some good money, but I don't feel like battling like none of the peers, none of my peers. Like,
yeah,
I won't
Clip
get nothing from that.
Yeah, he demolished you.
Yeah, he said he tore
Clips.
Oh,
Clips
he
are lost. Clips are lost.
That's not what we heard.
It's all on all the YouTube comments.
Really?
Clips lost.
He said he didn't.
He's like, he killed you.
Of course
you.
He's going to say that. He said he beat me. He said he beat Hitman. He said he beat
Hitman. He didn't beat that. He didn't?
I really don't remember, to be honest. But, but regardless, he's going to say it. And if you ask Hitman, he's going to say he won. You ask me, I'm going to say I won.
Y'all was so that battle rap shit, it's so...
I love
it's
it.
Genius.
But if you
me.
Like to look at the YouTube comments, which is the only thing we can go by, because there was no voting system, I won.
So why you said, I'm going to take myself out of the battle rap, I'm not going to do it no more, adi adi you, like what? Because you're dope. I mean, you of course, you're swaggy, but when you hit that stage, especially on Wild
Girl,
and Out,
you're
it's,
pushing
a whole,
it.
Yeah. It's a whole...
She is pushing the envelope.
He is very swaggy.
That's
he's just
fact.
Finding a lot of dudes out here anyway.
All them infant clothes.
Them infant clothes? Yeah. Gap. But it's
baby
okay.
Gap.
Baby gap. But why you took yourself out of the, you know, to be like...
No, I just felt like I've done it already. I've done it. I mean, I got everything I can get out of battle rap, just beside, unless if it's monetary, then yeah. But it's not helping me do nothing. Everybody, like, I'm not going to get any bigger from battle rap. Yeah, yeah, everybody in battle rap already knows me.
You reached the peak there.
Yeah. So, I mean, so they still hit me all day to come back. And the problem is, I'm like, if I come back, I'm not going to battle, and I mean, somebody that's really not going to do anything for me. I mean, it could be somebody dope, but I'm not going to go battle up here.
It's not
going
to take you to
So they was talking about, like Jadakiss coming to battle, Lloyd Banks. And I was like, well, if you get somebody like that, I will do it.
Cassidy.
I mean, the thing with Cass would have been, it still will be good, me versus him. But I mean, he already battled 3-4 times already. So
future.
I mean, so it's just like whatever. So, but somebody like Jadakiss or Banks, that would be crazy.
Yeah. Have you ever lost a battle rap? We asked the same thing to Clips. Have you lost?
It's
honestly,
okay.
No.
You win some, you
no.
lose some.
All right. So look, this is the way.
It's yes
never
no
judged.
Question.
It's not judged.
Oh.
It's not judged. Mm-hmm. So you just go by. I mean, the streets, the fans. Your own damn opinion, whatever your man says, whatever.
So did the streets ever say you lost?
Yeah.
I mean, well, anytime I was in a voting system, I won. Like,
okay.
Any type of voting
okay.
system. But that's because I have, like, a very large fan base, too.
Lit.
I mean, so, but of course, you know, they always try to, nah, that shit don't count. That's all them internet niggas, son. Nah, that shit don't count. The streets say you lost. My man, here is the only thing we could go by. It's a poll right here, and you lost.
After this break, we'll be right back with more Women of Wildin' Out.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
So how did you go from battle rap to getting on Wild 'N Out?
Your man, Nick Cannon, this is when he had that picture, which I couldn't believe he DM'd niggas with his shirt off and a picture like this. I mean, so.
I love that picture of him.
That's when he hit me like, yo, we bringing Wildin' Out back. And of course, you know, at first I'm like, man, I don't know if this shit is even real. And my man's like, yeah, so Nick Cannon follow you. I just got the email. I was like, oh, word. So I actually had a battle rap the day before my audition. That was against Surf. I mean, and I did it. Boom, went crazy. When I go into the audition the next day,
this is a Wildin' Out audition.
Yeah, this is my first time ever meeting Nick. So first of all, I didn't even think he was even gonna be there. So I go and he's like, "Oh shit, what's up, nigga? What's up, nigga?
That sounds just like Nick.
What's up, nigga? This is this Nickelodeon. This is my I know nothing besides Nickelodeon or that America Sweetheart. So when I hear what's up, nigga, I'm like, all right. So I think he's gonna give me a fucked up handshake and not even know how to do it. Like, so I'm like, oh, all right. 2 points.
Don't do Nick.
He's hip now. And he's like, yo, I heard the battle was crazy. I heard it went from here to here. And y'all had to move it. I'm like, this nigga's in tune for real.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I did that audition, which was cool.
How was your audition? What did you have to do? Just rap, or did you have to tell jokes?
Both.
Please
both,
don't
both,
tell
really.
You told jokes.
Both. No, I mean, I wasn't gonna do no stand up. In the you don't even talk for real. Right? You say nothing.
She always putting the target on herself.
Viral. What I look like that, nigga. Viral.
So in the waiting room, they'd had like a little script. This may be some things they're gonna ask you.
Okay.
So I'm just skimming through it. All right. I like, all right, something about words. I believe the game is called Dictionary. They'll like use these words in the sentence. I probably only had like 3 of them in my head. I go inside there and the 3 that they asked me were happened to be the 3 that I actually studied. You know what I mean? Which was, it was probably like a list of 12, 15 words
crazy.
Or something.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Look at God.
So word, right? So I go in this Nick and Goldman and I just remember the one that I did. It was a word called crotchety.
Crotchety.
Yeah, and they'll like use that in a sentence. And I just used my battle rap mind, so I just broke up the words and I said, if I see your girl, my crotch a teabag her face. And then when I said that, Goldman started dying. And that's when Nick was like, yo, he never laughed like that before. I'm like, all right, it's lit.
You know.
And then he was like, yo, Kevin Hart just killed you in the Wild style. Go crazy. So I did that. And he was like, I will call you back for another audition. Not a second audition. Horrible. Oh. Horrible.
What was so horrible about it?
So it was basically like a simulation of the show. So I walk in, I see all these comedians, all these YouTubers. I'm like, fuck. So I'm the only rapper here. I'm like, yo, I don't know how to play none of this shit. I'm not going to be funny like this. So I'm just chilling, you know, do whatever I could. Everybody else in the room was like, but your man right here laughing at everything. The fake laugh. The fake laugh, right? So I'm like, okay, all right. He fucks with me so serious. Yeah.
Good. Matters. No,
me, I'm talking about it was bad.
Oh my God.
That shit was up. And I knew it. I'm like, but when I hear him, I'm like, all right, well, fuck it.
At least you tried.
So
yeah.
So when I leave, yo, Nick, good looks. Salute. Thank you.
I know
for
I
the,
didn't make it.
Yeah, thank you for that too. So you know what I mean.
See you later.
If anybody doesn't know Nick, he's like a master of Hollywood talk. The Hollywood talk is just saying whatever bullshit that you want to hear to
give
me
an example.
Fast.
Cause he just told me something earlier.
Yeah, we need to cross compare.
So
he promised me something. Actually, give me an example of what he be doing.
I walk up to him, yo, good looks, man. Thank you, yo. He's like, yo, you killed that shit, yo. You bodied it, man. All right, yo, I'm out. So I'm like, whatever. Soon as I walk out, I call Smack, yo, set up whoever, call yo the next battle. Let's do it. Probably let's say a week or two later. I'm sleeping. I wake up to a missed call, and I see it's from Hollywood, and I see a voicemail. And it's, hey, yeah, hello. I believe it was Craig at the time. They're like, yeah, this is Craig from Wildin' Out. You made it. Give us a call back. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's so dope.
So shout out to my man Nick for that, for like laughing, for
laughing
in my audition
here.
When everybody else was quiet because that shit was whack.
And Kai, you are, for real, well, all jokes aside, you are really so sweet because you be helping me when I be having one word. I'm like, what rhymes with this? You like, bitch, the word is cat. Yeah, cat, bat, rat.
You already know Nick gonna look out, but you already know your shit is trash every time. The jokes is trash. Like, my thing is, you know, I come to you for a little rhyme or two, but everything else, the rap,
and you don't use it, nigga. You don't say anything.
I use everything you tell me.
You forget.
If she gets
everything.
A buzzer every time.
Yeah. She forgets.
When she gets it from you.
No, if she gets it from
when
me.
When DJ D-Rec came to me the other day, I said, DJ D-Rec, he said, are you really mad that I gave you a buzzer? I said, I'm really mad because my shit hit. And he was laughing and you gave me a buzzer. He said, no, Vina, this is how the shit, you remember, you, that
she
was
so mad. I looked across from
for which one?
I said, let it go. What I say, me and Coleray look alike. He didn't. He disagreed.
Well, Nick already said it. That's what
I know. But still. But then when I looked at you and I said, "Let's do this for the pick. Let's go back in." Da da da. Mm-hmm. You was telling me like you should do like this. Your shit did not hit. So that's my.
What are you talking about?
What we did for the song. Let's go back in. V.
Da, 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 da. I didn't tell you to do anything, your man. And nigga, you Nick.
Nick said facts. When I went to you to say how this shit sound, you gave me something with this. Then
I didn't give you anything. I said it was Gucci. I didn't give you anything. If I gave you something, you
see they do this the whole time, and then be like, producer be like, "All right, get the bump in, wildin'," and then Vina has nothing because she was asking for help, and they argued the whole time. And now we coming in from the bump in, wildin', and then Vina gotta go.
And then you see Khan and Kip's talking like, "All right, she gonna fuck up. She's not even help us. She's gonna say."
And oh, when they hit me, I'm gonna mess something up and kill it.
You and I body it, y'all like that was good shit. Good luck, good luck.
You body it with the performance. You don't say nothing. You just mumble shit.
Okay, relax. Relax. Don't be.
It's yeah. What, yeah,
calm
factual?
Down. Calm down. Okay, don't show them real quick. Show them V.
What?
About show them your shit.
My, the rapping shit?
Yeah. Talk your shit.
Because I already body clips when he was here.
You did. She really did. Actually. She did so she good. Did.
I really
did.
Bodied him when he came on here. All right. Give me a beat. Give me a bass line up.
There you go.
Yo. Hey.
Vina, just think. You can slow down. Think. Okay, I'm going to slow down.
Hey.
Take your time. It's no rush. It's not wild style.
Hey.
Slow it down. Slow the baseline down so she can think.
Okay. So, stop. That's not a beat. Do me like a
catch
beat.
It.
Okay.
Boom, trouble boom. In paradise.
Boom, boom.
Yep, just think.
Boom, boom.
It can be something you already used.
Boom, boom. Yo, Khan's in the cherry. You're looking kind of scary. You look so dirty. You looking real motherfucking hairy.
Ooh.
I am that chick. I am that raw bitch. If you want to talk, bitch, give me the low bitch. Yeah.
That's see? My girl.
See?
Bars. That's my friend.
That rope chain is fake as fuck. What you want to do, lake as fuck? Ah.
When it's time to really prove
this is what I do.
This is what I do.
You see, I put her on the spot. We didn't even plan that. We didn't plan. I can't hold this, so a producer's going to have to.
Yeah, I think for myself, how you have to respect a queen like myself, you've seen the video I did with Remy. And if you want my booking information, it's 30 G's to even fuck me.
30 so stacks.
It's 30 stacks. Like I told Cliff, I'm tired of y'all New York niggas trying me. You feel me? Y'all stay trying me. Like I don't bring a little asset.
But my liability.
But I love you, Khan. You already know that.
I already know facts. You already know you my sister
everything
all day.
Everything is always Gucci. You know, I like your style. You know, sometimes you take your hat off, it gets scary sometimes.
What's wrong with it?
All right, we're back. Yeah. We put out of the jar. So we had a couple questions and we're going to ask you these questions. Do y'all want to pull a new one? Let's pull a new one.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Kind of so scared.
Nick.
No, it no,
Nick
nothing
cannot
to do with
Nick
it.
Nothing to do with you.
This is the Women of Wild and Out podcast and we can ask you whatever we want. She going to ask you, come
Why
down.
Do women and men lie about their body counts? Let's get to it.
Well, I mean, obviously women lie about their body count because they don't want to be perceived a certain way.
I'll tell the truth.
I mean, don't lie.
Men, and they probably lie about their body count
because they don't know.
Because,
they do.
No, well, probably because they want to be perceived a certain way. You know what I mean? They probably think that shit is ill or whatever, but I don't really know too many men that lie.
So what's your body count?
He's what? Never going to
tell you. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't know. It's that many. He can't stop counting.
I don't keep count. Not that I lost count. I just don't keep count.
Yeah. Okay, we'll give you a second to figure it out.
That's all.
Is it over 100?
Khan gets so nervous.
We'll be here all
day. Is it over 100?
It's definitely over 100. And that's what I'm confused about. 100 women?
100?
With this little toy?
Oh my God.
With this little chew toy. Y'all wearing up on this? I told him if I seen him in the club and I did not know him, it would be so difficult for him to get my number.
And then what?
You acted out the scenario and you made me laugh twice. And I said,
what
you
is
would
the scenario?
Probably got
I
the number because I laughed twice.
Okay, let's see it.
But it's because of the giggles. It ain't
yeah, what
of
was the scenario?
Else.
It was just simple. I was like, look, if I saw you in the club.
He started rubbing my shoulder. That was a distraction.
Well, that's it. I was like, yo, come here. I mean, because obviously if I'm in the club, you know, we're going to be in the section. I'm going to be on the couch chilling, right? So if I would have saw her and I'd be like, yo, can you come here? And she would have came.
Yeah,
like
that's
she said.
Cute. Like, oh, come
like
here.
A
like,
dog?
I mean, no. But she won't.
Oh, no. Man, I'm like, yo, here. But I'm like, come here. She was, I'm like, yo, come here.
Yeah, the little baby.
See?
I like
see that.
Oh,
see, that's low. Don't take
never,
my shit, nigga.
You
relax.
would never.
I don't think he needs to take your shit.
Yeah, he be getting the dirt.
Oh, he does?
Yo,
like this.
Come here.
Come here.
Like, nigga, what am I doing with this? Come here.
then so what boom. You said?
So
you
she came, do. I was like, so I would have her just stand in front of me. And I said, hey, may I have my hand on her shoulders, just talk to her. What is your name? Where are you from? Oh, when are you leaving? Oh, I'm leaving in the
morning.
And I
said, all this in the club. They playing Future. I'm like, right. Ah!
So, you know what I mean? I was like, what is your name? She was like, B. I was like, oh, is it B? What is it? She's like, oh, it's Braden. I'm like, oh, that's a beautiful name. All right, well, if you're leaving, since you're leaving tomorrow, let's do something before you leave. And she said, okay, yeah, I would really do that. All right.
What?
And then that was it. But I don't know what he said, but he made me laugh twice. And I said, I would have gave you my number because I laughed. Mm. Not because of how you look.
What's your body count, B?
We already talked about this in a whole nother episode.
Well, not in this episode.
Yeah, not in this episode.
Well, over 30. Lower than 40.
Vina?
6.
Vina's is very low. And she's been doing stuff since what grade? 8th grade?
I am not disclosing that. No.
I'm with you, girl. Stop.
Brie?
It ain't none of your business.
It ain't nothing about me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I thought you said you don't lie.
I didn't lie. I said it wasn't none of your business. That's not
none of your business. You can't force her to say it.
If you sleep in my bed and you ask me, I'll tell you.
But why would you say that? Do we have anybody in here that slept in the bed?
Don't do that.
I mean,
nobody in here slept in her bed. But I will tell you.
I say, whatever.
Vina say it because hers is so low.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, if it gets higher, it's like, you know, like, no.
Yeah,
but
so
I've been doing that since 7th grade.
But I don't understand school, how you've been having sex
you
since 7th grade.
Since seventh
and
grade?
It's only been 6 people. Something's not adding up.
She kept him.
Yes, that's my boyfriend.
For how long?
At least 10 years.
No, middle school. Then I had one in high school.
You had one, so this is a different one.
Yeah.
She said okay.
6. Fool.
Then I had one in college. Let's be very clear.
That's 3. Mm-hmm.
Then I had one just
so you
around.
Only did it to people you was with.
Yeah,
that's my
told
problem.
You that.
That was
I,
my problem.
Yeah, I only do people who I'm with. I don't, you know.
So how long do you talk to somebody before you?
Like 6-7 years.
Wait,
I was dating them for 6 years.
No. Exactly. She's saying how long do you talk to them before you have sleep
sex
with them?
Like, oh,
you have
a year. 5 date sometimes it'd be like a year. A year? Six months. Oh, yeah, girl. My last boyfriend, I had my real
waste
boyfriend
my time
in high
for
school.
A year.
I waited a year.
A year.
I won't wait
a year
that long.
Before you.
So what happened? This is not even about our body count. This is about you, little man.
No, it's just, I mean, but you know, Khan be acting like he's the Mac Daddy of the fucking show.
Which is crazy because he ain't hit nobody up here.
What the hell are y'all talking about? Yeah. How?
No, Khan, your little action figure be walking through, wilding out girls to the left and the right. See you in.
Yo, y'all just making up shit.
After we have like a little break and Linda be like, let's get it. Like, I see him in the cars with the chicks.
Like, the way
I'm going to
walk by.
I'm gonna converse with my coworkers. What am I just gonna just be mad stush and just yo fuck out of here?
It's the way you like swap.
Are you seeing somebody? Are you dating around? What are you doing? Chico
around. Oh, Chico.
Are you in a relationship?
Are you a Chico?
Do you have a girlfriend?
16.
Are you single?
So you're a Chico.
Just
come on.
Stand over there in the plant.
Wait, what does that mean? You're agreeing or not agreeing?
Let's keep it real. You said be honest.
Nick is getting hot, man.
don't be sweating in my sweatshirt. Yeah. I need to know.
You don't
I love
want
that
this
sweatshirt.
You don't want this. You don't want this.
Okay. All right, damn.
So we gonna answer the question or what?
Yeah.
I'm crying.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, what?
So
yes, we answer the question in complete sitting. Yeah, yeah. What?
Complete sentence.
Yes, I am involved.
Involved in multiple,
or like you're entangled,
in
or what?
Are you in an entanglement?
You're in one relationship with one girl.
Yes,
that's okay.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Yes, beautiful. Yes.
Cool. Good for you, Khan.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's don't awesome. Ask him no more questions because I'm going to fuck his shit up.
Yeah, I don't want to get him in trouble.
Yeah, so you want to pull one more from
we
the jar?
We're going to post this episode.
Oh, girl. All
right, we're going to have to edit this out. Get his ass in trouble.
We'll do an Insta story. So
no, he said he was in a relationship. He's in a relationship.
He did.
Time's up.
Oh, time's up. Okay.
Just kidding.
Before we pull from the jar, y'all, Khan is off the market. Do not talk to him. Mm. He is in a happy relationship. Look at us. Aww. One of the best battle rappers to ever do it. We love him on Wild 'N Out. He's Mr. Cut the Beat. So, Khan, before we go, we always have our guests do a motivational quote, something you want to leave us with, some inspirational. So, do you have a quote or just like a saying or anything that
anything
you live by?
You text me that was violation.
Cut the beat.
No.
It's definitely one of them.
I got real quote.
But the inspiration is, I mean, just really just do what you, oh, we toasting?
Yeah, we toasting.
Do whatever you do with a lot of love and a lot of passion.
Okay.
And you'll never feel like work a day in your life.
Amen.
Yes. Amen to that.
There we go.
Okay. We'll be right back, y'all, with more of the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. What they do.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome back to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. We just had CO
in. CO in the building. Cut the beat.
That's soprano too.
Yes. There you go.
Brie?
Hell no.
Okay. I only joined the choir, honey, to get my financial aid money. Saint Aug said, you got a balance. So the only way.
The only way is you pay it or you take your ass to that choir.
Take your ass to that choir. So I said, I choose the choir. Yeah. I sat running that damn thing and said, Do re mi fa sol la ti
do. Money with every note.
Do a deer,
a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Me, a name, I call myself.
Far, a long, long way to go.
Yeah, I definitely shout out to all the choir, the gospel choir in St. Augustine University. I love my HBCU.
Let me tell y'all, when y'all want free promo, you hire this girl. Mm. She done shouted out books,
yeah,
makeup, choirs. Mm-hmm. Y'all get free promo.
I told you,
y'all better appreciate it.
So support.
She helped me through COVID. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she gave me a book, Bold and Beautiful, so it's only right
to get. But I was looking at my thighs because they're so thick, girl, and I saw these stretch marks.
Girl, we do not care about them stretch marks.
I was going to ask what you think about stretch marks. I love stretch marks.
I love my stretch marks. You
know? I had to learn to love mine because I got them at a young age. I got them on my boobs and then my butt connection to my thigh. Right there. Mm. And then I didn't like them. And then I had to learn how to be.
And you like them now.
I'm just like, I'm a tiger, bitch.
Yeah. Do you have stretch marks?
A little bit. I don't mind any of that. I'm not hard on the body.
Yeah.
Because you're so in shape.
You just have a hard body.
No, I just I work out 24/7 and I just feel like I'm doing the best I can do. What else am I going to do?
Yeah, true.
You know, can't do
anything. I ate too much and then got big before I was supposed to. And
you
then,
did?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, my weight fluctuates weekly. Depending on what I eat. If I eat clean, I look clean. If I eat bad, I'm fluffy.
Yeah, you got parasites. You just lose weight.
I'm going back to that.
It's got parasites.
You lose weight throughout the night. When my doctor told me that.
You lose weight throughout your life.
Yeah.
If you have parasites.
Yeah. She's like, hey, if you feel like you ate a good dope meal and it should be gaining you weight and you're losing, she's like, you need to cleanse.
Yeah, 100%.
That's why I got on the detox and stuff, like drinking a lot of the green juices and taking the black walnut and all that.
You need to do more than that. There's stuff trapped in your intestinal tract. And, Nick talked about that black shit.
Yeah.
Mm. That's what it is. But you need herbs and different things to help break that down.
Jamaican say washouts.
So that's the herbs. Yeah. In Jamaica, we have a washout.
Colonics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I do. I do colonics. I got my girl Marietta in Georgia. I go there faithfully.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. But just remember to replace the bacteria that you lost with good bacteria. I got you.
I'll call listener for washouts.
I got you.
Yeah, we need that.
So what did y'all think about Khan? Did y'all know a lot about him before he came?
I actually didn't, but yeah. I'm really happy learning about the cast, separate and apart from the show, exactly, because yeah. you get to know a lot more about them, how they started, how much more humble, like, you know that they are, because you think, oh yeah,
well, he's humble.
His name is conceited,
but you know, with the name conceited,
true, mm-hmm. but you know, just on a level conversation,
wishy-washy,
you know, on a level conversation, you get to know a bit more than you mm-hmm. you knew from
I
the outside.
Washed out by him. Yeah. I look too good for this necklace. Conceited, you don't got a reason. Yeah, I gotta do that.
Yeah, you did so good with your rap.
Yeah,
that was nervous. Rude of you.
Clips, I body clips.
You did.
I body him. It was. Crazy.
But Clips is, you know, more inviting. He's like, you got this.
I know, Kanye.
She'll be saying shit.
Yeah.
So that was good. Y'all want to, well, we only have a couple seconds. Who wants to do the toast to get us out of here? Or the quote, not the toast and the quote. But you got one, V? Relax your chin. Thank you.
You know, people who breast think.
Not all right, I have a quote. I was gonna say.
You look like NBA YoungBoy.
You ready, girl?
You got a quote?
I got one.
Oh, go do it.
Oh yeah, you all do right. it. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door.
There we go.
He called me big.
Okay, girl.
It's, I know it's always love. Right there. Thank you guys so much for watching the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. It's lit. See y'all next time.
Comment, bye. Subscribe, follow. We
do
control
all
the mic.
All that. Share with a friend. Put this in your group chat.
If listen to it over and over.
Cash, you better dump him.
If a nigga ain't open your dough, you better dump him.
If a nigga ain't buy you a bag,
you better dump him.
If you ain't getting flowers every week, you better dump him.
If your nigga ain't doing you right, you better dump him. If a nigga ain't buying you a shoe,
you better dump him.
If a nigga ain't doing a bill,
you better dump him.
If a nigga ain't combing your hair,
you better dump him. As if it's too much. It's too much.
If a nigga ain't paying your bills,
just dump him.
If a nigga ain't taking that Honda away from you and giving you another new car, you better dump him.
All right, y'all. Venus start talking right, with a joke and it gets too personal.
Too personal.
You better back it up. Thank you guys for watching. Get off of me.
Tune in next time.
If a nigga watching you struggle,
you better dump him.
You better dump him.
If a nigga ain't kiss you in days.
If the nigga keep buying you the beauty supply earrings, the diamond ones, you better dump him.
It's too relatable.
If your tennis break is green, you better dump him.
That is so funny to me.
God.
Conceited! We love you so much.
Thank
you for, joining the show.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to the Women of Wildin' Out, honey. I'm your girl, Pixie V.
Your sis, B. Simone.
Your sis, Crystal Angelique.
Oh my God, this free teacher.
She's out.
Thank y'all so much. See y'all next time.
Bye.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.